Breakfast with Matt and Alex
on Triple J.
And now a podcast.
I'm obsessed with the thought of Sealand now, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend.
Well, do you know what? Because someone texted in after we chatted about Sealand being a, international micronation.
So basically it's a platform that was just in the middle of the ocean off the coast of the UK. But apparently because it's in international waters, when some bro turned up, said, I'm claiming this.
Yeah.
There's no laws that could be applied to me, so it's mine. Started issuing passports, made a flag. Everything. So I mentioned that this morning. Matt, you're hooked.
I'm hooked because someone texted in, said the Hutt River in WA is a micronation in Australia that has its own currency. And when you enter it, you get greeted by the prince. Now, I thought this is rubbish until I Googled Hutt River. And fair enough, the Principality of Hutt River, previously known as the Hutt River Province, is the oldest micronation in Australia. Mm. Claims to be an independent sovereign state and to have achieved legal status on the 21st of April 1970, although it remains unrecognised by Australia and other nations. Still, Hong Kong recognises it as a nation in which you could register a company.
Really?
Yes, an international company. And it was all because of wheat. They tried to do that. This guy had 4,000 hectares of wheat, and then it turned out he was only allowed to sell 40 hectares. The Western Australian government put a quota on it, and he was like, "Stuff your quota," and then he filed for get out of Australia, basically, and turn it into its own country. And there's all these really funny little things, like he declared war on Australia, and because there was nothing that happened after the war, after he declared war, sovereignty is automatic to a country undefeated in a state of war because no one challenged him against him in the war. You know, he's like, I'm declaring war on Australia, and then just sat around, basically did nothing for 2 weeks.
Australia didn't go and crush him, he's still
it's still sort of counted. Isn't that funny?
Well, apparently Australia has the most micronations in the world per capita.
Really?
So I've literally seen this. I think they must be a bit dry on content, ABC News 24, because I see this covered about 3 or 4 times about micronation of Atlantium.
Where's that? Are most of them indigenous, nations?
Nope. They're like the other one, just want to put a big middle finger up to the government. And so, Atlantium's one. George, what's his name? George Cruikshanks helped co-found the sovereign state in 1981 as a teenager. And my official title is Imperial Majesty George II, Emperor and First Amongst Equals.
Okay.
So there's a little.
Is it ridiculous?
0.76 square kilometer province, has its own post office, government buildings, currency, national anthem, and monuments.
Okay, now call me crazy.
You're crazy. Next.
You know what I'm thinking.
I know what you're thinking. Oh, but our producers hate us already, coming up with so much work for them to do. And when I say them, I mean one.
Poor Jono, worked to the bone every single day.
Then we come into the little ideas meeting. So, thinking of starting a micronation, we want to call it Triple J. You guys sort out the rest. And that's the best thing about being the host of the show.
We'll give us a call when you're ready to host the party.
Yeah. The opening ceremony of our new nation. We'll put it on the back burner, but yes, that's an idea that we could have. You won't actually hear talk about Sealand, that was with Zan, but you will hear plenty of stuff, including a very funny comedian who came and joined us today, Matt.
Kelly Festuca, she's in Australia. She's been living in New York for the last 5 years. She pops back every now and then to do shows. Has done a bit of radio over there as well, hosts a podcast. She's really great chatting. She just picked up the ball and ran with it, much like our guest on the phone, Ashley, did. She popped in and we said, hey, look, we're talking love all of a sudden. Get on board.
It was good stuff.
She swiped the go-card and got full fare.
Here it is for you right now. Thanks, bye.
Oh, what a tune.
What a tune. It's a Hard Knock Life. Yes, on your Wednesday morning, Jay-Z. Hard Knock Life, Ghetto Anthem is the name of that track. Features a highly sped up sample from the musical Annie of the song of the same name. It's a Hard Knock Life.
Yep.
That's what you're hearing in the chorus there. And really great stuff. Absolutely love it. Best way to kick off a Wednesday.
Or is it a sample of that song they use in Austin Powers 3 Gold Member? Such as someone has texted in, always makes me think of Mini-Me in the jail singing this with Dr.
No,
Evil.
You're right, you're right. Austin Powers probably did do the original and Jay-Z parodied him.
And actually, how weird was it that they brought out these James Bond movies after the Austin Powers total rip-off without it being funny as well?
To do them so many times as well.
Goodness gracious. Anyway, thanks very much for tuning in this morning. Thanks for your texts as well on 0439757555. A lot of tune rags flying out the window for some Jay-Z. But a few people mentioning some times where they've also been in the cinema, as I was last night, watching the film Grimsby from Sacha Baron Cohen.
Is it good?
I'm a big fan of him. And it was, quite good. It was quite good. I wasn't a massive fan of The Dictator, which was his step away from sort of real life Borat, Bruno kind of things and back into narrative comedy. Wasn't as much as a fan of this. I thought this was quite a bit funnier. Full on. I mean, it's got some full on sections of...
What do you mean? What do you mean full on? Are we talking about nudity here? Are we talking about sex scenes? Are we talking about
prosthetic genital
violence?
Situations?
Ah.
Stuff like that. But it was, I did find myself laughing at the movies quite a bit, which was nice. Deadpool was pretty good as well. So comedy movies, doing me proud this little bit. But anyway, this guy yelled out after one of the trailers, boo, got donuts.
Such a bizarre thing to do, a trailer as well. Like, I don't understand if he'd spent $20 on the film and then booed, you know, but... Or maybe was, are you sure he wasn't booing like the fact that he spent $18 for a bottle of water?
Look, he could have.
Just a delayed response.
Anyway, that was an embarrassing moment in the cinema. Leon has texted from Maitland saying, the best cinema experience I had was when someone did hand shadow puppets of dinosaurs in front of the projector during the trailer of Jurassic Park. Which is not bad.
That's so good.
It reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where George is at the movies. There's a massive chase and explosion and he yells out, that's gotta hoit. At the end of it, everyone laughed, so he went back and did it again and didn't get as good a reaction. But if you've encountered any cinema comedians...
Strange behaviour in the movie theatres, let us know. 0439757555.
You're doing very well this morning with your text at 0439757555 regarding movie comedians. Some guy tried to get a laugh yesterday by booing a trailer just afterwards. He shouted out. It was a packed big cinema.
Oof.
Shouting out boo. The cinnamon donuts were palpable
after
that one. So we've had a couple of people getting in touch. I was at the cinema watching Paranormal Activity 2. Someone decided to bring an air horn. And my brother decided to yell, hey, look, it's Narnia in the part where they were brushing through the cupboard of clothes. Turned the movie into a comedy, which is pretty good.
Nothing's going to ruin a night of the movies like an air horn. Another person says, went to see the movie Prom Night, and during the sex scene, everyone in the cinema was really quiet, so I yelled out, ooh, they're having sex. Everyone laughed. One guy clapped. My girlfriend wouldn't talk to me for the rest of the night.
And this one's all right. While watching Tomorrow When the War Began, someone yelled out to the Halo line, killing spree, when one of the teenagers shoots at soldiers in slow motion. So people are having a great old time. And Alex from Avalon's gotten in touch. How are you this morning, Alex?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
That's good.
That's good. What happened to you when you were in the movie theatres?
So we were in the movies. I was kind of younger, so I was with my parents and two friends. And there was a blackout, and the owner of the cinema came in and started singing opera to everyone.
Was it an opera movie, or this was a totally separate?
No, this was completely separate.
Oh, what song did he sing? Do you remember?
I have no idea. It was just opera, and he just started singing to everyone.
Did he explain that because there was a blackout, he was going to sing, or did the lights just go out and then he just walked in singing?
I'm pretty sure the lights just went out and he just came in and started singing.
Oh, this is all just a part of people to get into his gig.
Giving you a bit of Andrea Bocelli potentially up the front. All right, well.
Tune, by the way. Absolute tune.
Any excuse. Thank you very much, Alex. I'm glad you had a positive cinematic experience.
Thank you.
No worries. Have a good day.
Hey, we're with you on a Wednesday morning, Matt and Alex. Are our names, you're on Triple J, and it's the end of the world.
So they say.
If you're just waking up, apparently end of the days could be happening just around about probably, I don't know, midday. I mean, I don't know whether it takes a while for the
Damn
world
it.
To end.
Why can't it be at 9? Zan Rowe always gets the pre-party. And, you know, her show goes from 9 till 12. Once again, the pre-party for the end of the world.
That would be one heck of a party. No, and the reason why people are suggesting that it might be the end of the world, okay, two events happening today. First one, an asteroid the size of a blue whale.
Ooh.
It's going to be squizzing past the Earth.
How close? And,
you know, close enough to make people think that maybe it's going to hit. But I mean, it's not really going to. But, you know, when they say these sort of things in like scientific terms, close is like, you know, a few hundred thousand squillion kilometres, really.
All right. Well, 30,000 kilometres, apparently, is the distance of this asteroid.
Yeah,
Earth,
you know,
so I think we're okay.
Trillion. Well, I mean, that's what you'd think, 30,000 kilometres. But, I mean, it could take a little detour. I know gravity sometimes does weird and wonderful things. But the other thing that's happening today, okay, in a freak coincidence, is a solar eclipse.
Oh, tell you what, we barely survived the last one. I don't know how we're going to get through this one as well. This is
it's going to happen. But the best thing about this solar eclipse is, right, if you're there's parts of Australia that you can actually see a little bit of it.
My house.
All right. So cop this. If you're in Darwin, right?
Yeah.
You're getting mucho's solar eclipse-o. Okay? 50% of the sun is going to get covered.
Whoa.
By the moon. It's happening at 9:07 in a couple of hours' time, okay? Mind you, if you're in Perth, 1%.
It's not as good.
No. I mean, Rockhampton, gear up. You're about to get totally solar eclipsified because 0.6% of the sun will be covered. It's happening at 10:55 a.m.
So Darwin's looking hottest.
Darwin is definitely primo viewing. Rockhampton, 0.6%. There's a good chance you could be like, was that the eclipse or did a fly just fly through my vision?
Yeah,
you know, right. You'd be like, oh, it's the eclipse. No way, they're just floaties that are in my eyes all the time.
Well, people have been jumping online and saying that it could be end of the world, despite it not being that threatening to my ears. Who are these? This couple, Matt, that are pretty worried.
Okay, this is a pastor, couple in the US. They're convinced that, you know, at any time, things could get pretty serious.
This is a three biblical events that are going to be taking place in one day. And I say biblical because in the Bible, it says in Luke chapter 21, verse 25, mm-hmm. that there'll be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And what we have here is that there will be, again, a freak supermoon,
yes.
eclipse, and an asteroid.
Whoa.
Which covers the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's going to happen on the same day, and it's going to happen on my birthday.
Yes.
What's my birthday, honey?
March 8th.
You remember. Yeah, you have a great memory.
A couple of texts regarding the end of days happening, what is predicted as today, given that a asteroid is going to be zipping past Earth, not too far away either, 30,000 kilometres, a text says here, isn't as far as it sounds. It's actually 100,000 feet, and we've had military aircraft up nearly that high. So there you go.
I think it's actually 100 million feet.
Yeah, well, look, this is just what the text says,
mate. All right. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Who knows? It could cop a nick off something, and like we could
like play outside off and chop on to the Earth stumps. So
yeah, what if it hits the space station or something and bounces back in?
Hey, I don't know. It's the size of a blue whale. We'll see what's going on. But this could be good news for you, Steph from Templestowe. Good idea to chuck a sickie potentially.
Oh, I wish. That'd be great. Like, it's the end of the world. I'm not coming in.
Yeah, yeah. You sound like you're ready to take the day off. What are you facing on a day like this, Stephanie?
Boring clicking and listening to music, basically. I work in admin.
Mm.
Yeah, nothing special.
Okay. Well, what sort of admin? Are we talking, you got to do some data entry here? You're doing some filing? What?
Data entry, importing, sort of. Yeah. Nothing great. Nothing compared to what you guys do. Can we swap?
Yeah, we can swap
well,
with you a day.
You're doing
we did
a good,
with
Lita
yesterday.
Job.
We're known for swapping.
I've done my fair share of data entry in my time, Steph. So I could definitely do it. What are you used to calling in sick? Are you know, kind of, do you do it often?
I think the best time I called in sick was the day before I went to a concert interstate because they wouldn't give me the day off.
Fair call. Well, you got a bit of a big one this weekend in Melbourne. The people of Melbourne will be heading along. What's going on?
The Moomba Festival is on.
Sweet. Going to watch the water skiing. I used to like sitting on the banks of the Yarra checking that one out.
The fireworks are on the same day as my partner's birthday, so he's pretty happy he gets fireworks.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stephanie, you want fireworks? There's a bloody asteroid coming to the Earth. There's going to be some serious explosions.
Make a wish. We'll catch you later.
See you, Steph.
See ya.
Some have called us, the millennial cupids.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's undeniable that our breakfast radio show is the new age version of the 1990s hit show Man Oh Man, because we do help you find love in all the right places.
And never more so. I mean, you'll be very familiar with the hottest couple going around. It was Neve and Wade from Hobart, where on the brunch table, we got them up on air, and Neve confessed her love to Wade. And I tell you what, the fireworks were a sprinkling.
Hi, Wade.
Hi, Neve.
yeah, so, yeah. You know, I'm not very good at talking.
Yeah, thanks for making that awkward.
yeah, I might be a little bit in love with you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. That's like saying thanks.
Pardon?
That's like saying thanks.
I mean, the love.
That doesn't stop making me happy, ever. I've heard it so many times. I love it so much. Neve, shout out to Neve and Wade. Neve being Matt and Alex Legend of the Year yesterday for putting it all on the line. Really, it takes a lot of courage, a lot of bravery and a lot of love to do that.
And much like you drinking some Maduri when you were 16 years old and hating it ever since, you would think that no one would be silly enough to call up Triple J and say, profess their love for someone. But we did get this text last week, Matt, and you read it out.
Gareth from Mackay has texted in, said, came back from a trip to Japan on Sunday, met someone at Cairns Airport and forgot to ask for her number. Any chance you could put a shout out to Ashley from Brisbane that was also coming back from Japan?
Well, we love music here, but we also love love. Now, that was just a shot in the dark there from poor old Gareth.
Absolutely.
Just hoping against hope, hoping the boys, Matt and Alex, could help out.
You're really just sticking your head in the tank of water and chomping down, hoping to find apple.
Remarkably, we got a call from someone named Ashley, and she joins us now. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm
good, thank you. Oh, it's working now.
You have no idea how good I am, given that you can hear us. Now, how are you? How did you find out about a little text we got last week from Gareth from Mackay, who said he met a lovely person named Ashley at the airport, and Triple J, could you give a shout out? I need this.
Okay, so I found out about Gareth's text to Triple J because I was at work, and one of the guys just came up and he's like, Ashley, did you fly through Cairns on your way home at all? And I was just like, yeah, that's weird that you know that. And he's like, I think Triple J is looking for you. So
That's so good.
So what happened in Cairns?
Well, it was a funny flight. It was one of those flights where you board at 8 p.m. and get off the flight at 4 a.m.
Right.
So looking good at that time of day.
Oh, yeah, the red eyes from the air conditioning in the plane, your hair's all over the place.
So I was feeling great about myself. Made my way from the international to the domestic terminals up there. Looking great, also in all my snow kit still in Cairns Airport. Right. So I was just kind of reading my book, and this guy came up to me with all smiles and confidence and said hello. So,
and what was this man's name?
His name was Gareth.
Right.
Ooh,
so we got a text from Gareth saying you met a lovely person. Can you do a shout-out? Because I didn't get the number. Did you find that weird that no contact details were exchanged?
Well, I don't know. He seems pretty on the ball for 5 a.m. But right.
Well, I mean, you had your head in a book. Was it annoying when he came up to you? I mean, sometimes you get into the sweet sector. You just want to keep reading.
Yeah, I was actually just finishing my book. It was a classic, which maybe gave me off a little bit. It was the book How to Be Single from the hit film.
Oh! Okay. Well, you know how to just read that book in public.
To confirm. Are you single?
Yes, I am at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, have you spoken to Gareth since? He hasn't been able to get in touch with you.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard. This is,
As he walked away, did you think, I wouldn't mind seeing that person again?
I was actually thinking about going back to sleep, but
Fair call.
Well, we've got Gareth who texted us his phone number, and I'm about to type it in. Would you like to say hello to him?
Okay. I'm a little bit nervous, but okay.
Oh, okay. I'm nervous as well, Ash. This is very exciting.
This is what happened last time.
Matt and Alex.
Yeah, might be a little bit in love with you.
Yeah, right.
Triple J.
That was Neve who'd given us a call and... That was the last romantic thing we had on this show. It didn't go so well. So I reckon you could do better, though, Ashley. You ready for this?
Okay, fingers crossed.
The number you have called is...
Oh, God damn it. All right.
Come on, mate.
2-7.
Oh, Ash. I'm my heart's beating.
All right, we'll take a back seat here. Ash, we'll leave it to you.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. Triple J.
Hello.
Hi, is that Gareth?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ashley. I think we met at Cairns Airport.
Hey, yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, how are you going?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Yeah, really good. You're live on air right now, by the way. So
oh, really?
A little call out work.
Oh, cool. Well, I didn't know if it was the wrong one, because I thought I might have been maybe some mate sort of taking the mickey out of me, but yeah.
Yeah. What gave the idea to call up Triple J and do this?
I just texted in.
You just texted in?
I thought I was just give it a crack, eh?
Well, it works.
Yeah, there you go. How's the post-holiday blues going?
Oh, no, it's going okay, thank you. Back to work and settles right back in.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, how about yourself?
It's just still on a bit of a holiday, so, yeah, it's going good.
That's cool.
Hey, sorry, guys, we just thought we'd deliver some water to the table. So there's some water. Also, we kind of need to go soon, but do you think maybe you'd like to continue this conversation somewhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, that's excellent news. you don't have to talk on radio anymore. We'll just pass your numbers on if you feel like texting or whatever. You know, swapping Snapchat handles, whatever you need to do. You can do that off air, and thanks so much for joining us on Triple J.
All right, thanks, guys. Oh,
cool, thanks.
Hey, right. That's so great. It worked.
Yeah! Matt and Alex are our names, heading right around Australia, Matt O'Kine.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you're in Adelaide right now, you've probably checked out one or two shows at the Adelaide Fringe Festival this year. It's wrapping up. Got one more week to go. And right now joining us on our show... is a great performer who is originally from Werribee, I believe.
Oh, no, you said it. No, don't tell him.
Has since set off around the world, living in New York currently and visiting our shores again for, I think, the second time in a little while, returning to the Adelaide Fringe Festival, Kelly Festuca.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys. This is exciting.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Thanks so much for coming in.
I didn't know
the Werribee connection that was coming in here. Great place. Oh.
Man, are you from Sydney? You're not supposed to know.
No, I'm from Warrnambool, which is only a 2 and a bit hour drive from Werribee. You go past all the way on the way to Melbourne.
I know Warrnambool. You mean you're a Geelong boy? What?
Yeah, pretty much.
We could have had some Bogan babies.
Moving straight into love. That is the theme of this morning's show, Kelly, because we just chatted to Ash and Gareth. Gareth met Ashley at the airport and sent a text to us last week and said, look, I forgot to get this girl's number at the airport. Can you please put a shout out? We did that. Ashley got in touch. We just put them on the phone together.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I know, it's a love connection.
It is. It's not the first time we've done it. We're pretty good love makers, me and Alex.
But speak for yourself. I'm still trying to figure out the whole thing, Kelly, for forms of reproduction only in my books. But what about yourself? You had a misconnection in the past? Have you ever met someone like on a train and never seen them again? Or what happened?
I'm too scared to talk to strangers. I never know what's gonna happen. I never know what's gonna happen. I'm very big on the online dating scene, but it's just horrific. Can I just say right off the bat, if you're gonna go on a date with a girl, don't wear your thongs. Like, I don't want to look at your feet. Like, before I've seen anything else, like your member or whatever, I don't want to see your feet.
You don't want to see the bunions.
I don't want it. Like, I want to make out with you. I don't want to see feet.
I know. I mean, I'm even looking at my thongs right now, which I wear to work.
Yes. Sorry, I wore mine today as well.
I've got the rotting black toenail on there from two small shoes, unevenly cut toenail. So I understand that. But I mean, you're living in New York, Kelly. What's the dating scene like there compared to
Werribee?
Yeah.
Well, they don't turn up with the carton for me, but they're really aggressive. Like, when I first moved to America, I was so shocked because I'm a Catholic girl, so I was like, but I remember like the catcalls as well were pretty strong. But look, I think the first catcall I ever got, it made me giggle because it was an older gentleman, and as I walked past, he went, "Ooh, where are you going? Breaking some hearts?" And I was like, "Yeah," like it made me feel really pretty, but. Like, it was, they're so aggressive. Like, there was this one time I went on a Tinder date with a guy and it was really good. Like, 45 minutes, like, I'm 34, right? Like, 45 minutes into the date, I was already, like, thinking about childcare centers. Like, it was, like, I was like, this is good. Like, this is amazing. And then he told me he had a wife.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Like, just dropped that like it was, like, it ain't no thing.
Yeah, and he wasn't wearing a wedding ring, and I'm like, well, why are we here, like, on Tinder? And he's like, but I'll tell you this, if I wasn't married, if I didn't have a wife, I totally would be dating you. And I'm like, are you asking me to kill her? Is this what this is? So we can, like, get it on? Come on, let's go.
I'm so glad that we had International Women's Day yesterday after... plenty of songs from female artists going through the radio, making up for a few Barry Crockers coming out.
Yeah, a few guys ruining it for everyone.
Oh, man. But I think, I've got a few boyfriends off online dating, but I had a shocker not long ago.
All right, well, hold that thought. Matt and Alex with you this morning, joined by comedian Kelly Festuca.
Yeah, she's been hanging out in New York for the past 5 or so years, is it, Kelly?
Yeah, since 2010.
Yeah, and just in Australia, back doing the comedy festivals and the Adelaide Fringe Festival at the moment. And we're talking love this morning because we just reunited a couple who met at the airport on the phone, Gareth and Ash, and sparks were just shooting everywhere. And so we're just wondering, chatting, the dating scene, and it seems a bit more full on in New York than it is in Australia, Kelly.
Yeah, it's a lot more organized.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean it's a lot more organized?
Because everyone is on, because I never used to online date, and now that's all I ever do is online date, because it's just like, all right, I'll meet you from 7 till 8 for a drink, and then I go do what I got to do, and I come back 9 till 10, blah, 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 you pencil everyone in, because you just have to be a little bit more organized. There's too many choices here. You got to see what's out there.
Oh, right. Okay. So,
So, I mean, what's one of the ones that you've been on recently? You're about to say you had a doozy.
Danielle from Melbourne was a bit disappointed, saying, "No, don't stop her. She's hilarious. I feel like I've found my soul sister."
Danielle, I love you. She's probably a worry girl. So I went on a date not long ago with a gentleman, and everything was going really, really well, even to the point where I normally cap my first meetings to an hour. Like, I normally say, oh, I've got to leave at 10 because I've got, like, somewhere to go. Or
right.
Whatever.
So okay. Then, and is it just a drink, or are you doing activity? What?
Oh, no, just a drink, like whatever it is. But I cap it at the hour and say that I'm busy afterwards so that if it's really bad, I can leave.
Yeah. Sure. Do you put a countdown clock on the table next to you?
Oh, mate.
Yeah, you've only got 6-7 minutes left.
My brain's always working, mate. And then if it's good, I'm like, oh, well, look at that. It got cancelled. Anyway, I'm telling you all my secrets. This is terrible. Oh, God. I'm never going to get a date again. Anyway, so it was a first date with a gentleman, and it was really good. Like 3 hours, we were laughing. Dude, I'm telling you, I was like so. We even went to a second location, like a second bar location, which means cheeky bar cat.
That's like, 200% more locations and 300% more time than your average, Kelly.
Well, I knew I was going to get a cheeky bar patch, so I was really excited.
Is that what second location means?
Yep. To me, it does. Yeah. Like,
okay.
And when we got to the bar, I was like, let's go over to this corner because I was like super duper going to make out with this dude. It was going to be great. Very, very excited. And then he dropped the bombshell. Oh, God. Then it wasn't even me who started it. He just said it out of the blue. He said, I don't think feminism exists. I think it's just women being mean. And and I said, go on.
Yeah, okay. Just sit back and wait for the car crash to happen. By all means, tell us.
Dude, and you should have, like, everything that came out of his mouth was just the worst. Like, some of the worst stuff I've ever heard come from a man's mouth about how bad women are, how we don't know how good we have it, and it was just terrible stuff. And by that point, I was like, well, I'm not going to get a pash, but I do want to sit here and finish my drink. So I just dropped a bomb and I just said to him, oh, okay, so what do you think of blackface? Because I figured that if he doesn't like women, he's probably going to be a fan of blackface.
Yeah.
And indeed he was.
Oh, okay. Feminism's got this thing where it seems to be arguing that it's just they want men and women to be equal feminists.
Yeah.
How has it suddenly got skewed out of proportion?
I don't know why he was so angry towards people. I'm like, if you're a feminist, I want to play golf or have a drink. I want to do everything you guys want to do. I'm not a mean person, but I knew when I dropped the blackface one, I was like, this is going to be hilarious because I really wanted to get laid anyway, but I didn't. And I was thought, you idiot, but I'm glad I found out maybe no. I could have actually spoinked him and then really.
And then found out in the chat afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been.
Post-coital.
Well, you dodged a bullet there, Kelly Stuka. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with the rest of your shows.
Yeah,
Fringe.
What time did your show start?
Oh, I'm at 9 o'clock at the Producers Club. If you want to come see me between 12 and 3 every day, I put a very, very small handful of half-price tickets in.
Awesome.
So come and see me.
Ooh. All right. Well, thanks very much, Kelly. We're glad that you're back in Australia doing great things. We'll see you at Adelaide and in Melbourne as well?
Yes, in Melbourne.
Awesome.
That's right.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.